One of the more promising uses for old tires is to heat them in a special process called pyrolysis. It's a process that reclaims gases and oil from the melted rubber. But the procedure's costly, and no one could find a use for the charred remains of the tires. Now, some researchers think they can make pyrolysis more cost-effective by using that waste. Mark Rood is a professor of environmental engineering at the University of Illinois. He says the char from the tires can be used as an air filter.
The char that's left over, we can use to make activated carbon for air pollution control applications and displace maybe some of the other more expensive adsorbents that exist in the field.
Rood says the activated carbon can remove toxic pollutants from the smokestacks of power plants and incinerators. Final testing is about to begin, and Rood says if everything goes according to plan, the activated carbon should be introduced to the market within 5 years. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Grand Rapids, Michigan.